Hi, I'm Ashley Doyle, and this is Trailing Feet, my submission to the Paul Engle Glory of the Senses essay contest. I emerge into the backyard of my grandparents' house. The smell of fresh-cut grass and spring air invade my sense of smell. Beneath me, the pat-pat-pat of my eager, unclad feet against the steering wood of the deck. The door of the back porch screeches on its hinges as more children enter the yard. We trudge down the stairs and race through the glaring green grass that tickle our toes until we approach the beige shed standing alone in the corner of the yard. My pink checkered capris irritated my legs as I ran. I call first ride, my cousin yells with enthusiasm. His twin brother and I groan with exasperation. Being able to get the first ride felt almost like a life accomplishment to us. This usually often caused bickering and arguments when we didn't call the first ride soon enough like we desired. We weren't allowed to come outside until after lunch. This left the taste of mac and cheese and along with the sight of applesauce lingering on my tongue. Remnants of chocolate and peanut-covered drumstick had a larger presence in my mouth, considering we were allowed to eat them for dessert. A sticky ring of vanilla ice cream surrounds my mouth and covers my fingers. Excitement courses through my veins as I wait for my grandpa to enter the backyard. I observe my surroundings while patiently waiting. The vivid yellow and red of tulips line the shed with life. Similar colors can be seen all around the perimeter of the yard in various arrangements because of my grandma's passion for gardening. Daffodils, carnations, and violets call for my eyes to pay attention to them, their colors almost blinding. Birds chirp from all directions with vigor. The door makes a signature squeaking noise once again as it becomes ajar. My grandpa strolls onto the deck with his worn-down caramel moccasins on. His jean shorts are disheveled at the hem. They look almost homemade. Tucked into them is his white flannel with green stripes, short-sleeved to better suit the spring heat. My grandpa's wardrobe did mostly consist of flannels, after all. The time it took for him to saunter over to the shed felt like an eternity. My delicate, small feet made it high off the ground while I jumped with excitement. My grandpa's fingers fiddle with the padlock as he enters the super-secret 3-digit code. The lock clicks out of place, and the door swings open. Light floods the shed, showing fine dust particles floating through the air. The shed releases a musty, earthy scent that I've smelled many times before. My eyes train to the center of the shed. Parked there, in all its glory, and shining back at me is the green glow of a John Deere tractor. It was a monster to me. I couldn't even reach the seat of it without someone hoisting me up. It didn't even occur to my mind that the tractor was made for any other purpose than taking rides. The tractor is kept company in the shed by shelves lining all the walls and filled with various tools perched on them. Threatening gardening devices like bush trimmers and metal rakes hang there too. My grandpa reaches up and grabs the copper key to the tractor off of the top shelf. He sits upon the black seat of the tractor. My cousins and I shuffle out the shed and out of the way so we don't risk getting run over. The tractor roars to life and gets reversed skillfully out of the shed as my grandpa has done it many times before. Once the tractor halts, my cousin who called the first ride enthusiastically climbs up onto my grandpa's lap. He takes a hold of the orange-handled gear and shifts it into drive. My cousin puts his hands on the wheel and steers it around the yard. My grandpa was doing all the steering, but I'm sure he didn't want us to know that. His twin brother and I trot behind the tractor in its path that it leaves on the grass. The tractor circles around the yard multiple times. Our little lungs were never getting tired of chasing it, though. We giggled and smiled with utmost euphoria. Though the tractor was moving at a slow pace and we could easily catch up to it, the adults told us to stay back in case any debris flies back towards us. The gate that led to the bike path behind my grandparents' house remained open so the tractor could exit the yard. We followed as the tractor made its way to the bike path, and we heard my uncle call out, "Be careful, don't stub your toe." Our unshod feet were vulnerable as we pranced along the concrete trail. I was cautious of little rocks and pebbles that could possibly cut into my flesh. Sweat accumulated on my neck and back from the beating sun. A cool breeze coursed through my hair. The pungent smell of gasoline lingered in the air from the tractor's engine. My cousin and grandpa finished their ride, so it was my turn. Sitting upon that tractor made me feel like a giant, ready to take over the world. In that moment, I felt like I could do anything. I was conquering the yard, controlling my own path. It was the most power I had ever felt before. Great disappointment filled me when the ride came to an end. Then I realized I could visit my grandparents' house and do it all over again the next day if I so desired. The tractor was locked up, back up in the shed to wait for its next adventure around the yard. As time went on, the tractor saw less daylight than it used to, and it was actually used more often for its original purpose, to cut grass. We grew up and proceeded to find elation in other things. The John Deere, which we once were so eager to ride on, became a memory that replays in my head from time to time. The innocence of my 6-year-old self persuaded me that small moments of happiness like that could last forever. The world has other plans, though, and people grow up and get tired of things that were once suppliers of so much happiness. It's just life. I know now that I need to appreciate every moment that gives me happiness, as it could falter away right before my eyes. That is it. Thank you for listening.